How are you going to approach cardiac monitoring these patients?
In the adjuvant setting?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for the moment, I think that we are all stuck with the monitoring algorithms that were used in the trials. It's worth remembering that 5% of the patients are there who received AC, had a fall in their ejection fraction, and actually couldn't receive trastuzumab. There are a fair number of patients who, during the course of their year's worth of trastuzumab, had a fall in their EF and didn't get the complete year's worth of therapy. I think that the safest approach, unless one is willing to tolerate a higher risk of cardiac toxicity than was seen in the studies, is to really use the monitoring that was used in the studies and to adjust or actually stop trastuzumab according to the guidelines that were in the study based on falls in EF.
And how often is that?
If I remember correctly, on the studies, an ejection fraction was repeated every 3 months.
And MUGA or echo?
I believe that on the studies, either was allowed. And certainly in many studies, either has been allowed.
What are you going to do?
For us, it's usually easier to do a MUGA than an echo because we have it right in our facility and the echo people have to walk across the street. But I think the main issue is that people need to monitor this. And while most cardiac toxicity seems to occur somewhat earlier rather than later, it appears to happen anytime during that first year. And we're talking about women who are potentially cured of their breast cancer. The last thing any of us want to do is give somebody a persistent toxicity. And while it's reassuring that some patients have recovered cardiac function with treatment after trastuzumab, we don't know what the 3, 5, 8, 10 year risk is going to be. It may be that this becomes a non-problem after 10 years. It may be that it becomes a more significant problem, and we'll just have to follow it.